There's always a crow around somewhere. I replied, I assumed we would. The resource is too valuable to leave here. We don't want anyone to know if we can help it. The Radi Shah already wonders how come we find him so interesting that we'll take care of him and keep him alive. She no longer thinks there's any chance he'll recover. If she puts much thought into it, she might start adding things up. He shrugged. I'll talk to One Eye. You two can smuggle him out when nobody's looking. One more thing to do in my copious spare time. Hey, enjoy it while you can. Soon we'll get to sleep for ages. He's not a religious man. Chapter 2. I gotta do everything, One Eye grumbled. Anything that's got to be done, just stick it on old One Eye. He'll take care of it. I sneered. That's only if you can't find Mergen first. I'm too old for this shit, kid. I ought to be retired. The little black man had a point. According to the annals, he's about 200 years old, still alive mostly because of his own clever sorcery, and good luck beyond what any human being deserves. The two of us were inside a dark circular stairway, lugging a body down on a litter. Smoke didn't weigh much, but One Eye made the job a pain in the ass anyway. You about ready to trade off? I asked. I had the uphill end. I'm more than 6 feet tall. One Eye goes 5 feet if you stand him on a thick book, but he's a stubborn little shit who can never admit that he's wrong. For some reason, One Eye had it in his head that the downhill end of a litter would be the easy one to handle on a stairway. Yeah, I think. When we get down to the next landing. I grinned in the darkness. That would leave us with just one story to go. Then I grumbled, I hope that damned Sleepy is on time. Though barely 18, Sleepy is a 4-year veteran of the company. He went through the fire of Digigore with us. He still has a tendency to be late and a little irresponsible, but hell, he is still awful young. Youth made him the best man to be driving a wagon around Taglios in the middle of the night, if you didn't want to attract attention. A Vedna Taglian, he could pass as an apprentice easily. He could not be expected to know what he was doing. Apprentices do what they're told. Their masters seldom feel obliged to explain to them. The kid would have no clue what he was up to tonight. If he arrived on time, he wouldn't guess his part for years. He was supposed to wander off before the wagon acquired its mysterious burden. One Eye would take over after we loaded smoke. He would explain, if he found himself in a position where that became necessary, that the corpse back there was goblin. No one would know the difference. Smoke hadn't been seen at all for 4 years, and seldom publicly before that. And Goblin hadn't been around for a while because the old man sent him off on a mission weeks ago. Anybody running into One Eye would know who he was right away. He's the most recognizable member of the company. His ugly old black hat gives him away even in the dark. It's so damned filthy it glows. I exaggerate only slightly. People would believe One Eye because everyone in Taglios knows the nasty little runt runs with a toad-faced little white wizard called Goblin. The trick would be to distract them from Smoke's skin color. Or One Eye could put a glamour on him and make him actually look